secrets will unfold. Laughter and some tears will face all our fears. You can hide. True selves come alive on this crazy ride. No scripts, here we go. Honesty will flow. Tune and take a seat. Can you take the heat? Showing sweet, so sharp. Carrera plays her part. Together they ignite in the podcast lights.
Hello. Welcome. Can you hear me?
Okay.
Okay. Well, welcome to In the Hot Seat, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm Carrera.
And this is Joey.
And we have a very special guest today. Sorry, we're just dealing with some feedback. And our very special guest today is Sanaa. Do you want to introduce yourself?
Yeah. Hi, everybody. I'm Sanaa. Been friends with Carrera for a while. Me and Joey.
Acquaintances.
Kind of, yeah, literally, like, same circles vibe. Excited to do this today, you know? Somewhere to just talk for an hour.
Yeah. And we are.
Yeah. People have to listen. They have to. They have to. Anything you want to start us off with, or, you know, or should we just get right into it?
I don't really have anything to say. I thought you were going to lead this.
Well, if you just want to, like, apologize ahead of time.
Oh, I'm so sorry for whatever anyone may hear in this interview, hot seat segment. Yeah, maybe, I know, I heard they did some digging, so, like, we'll see where this goes.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, first and foremost, I think we're just going to start with something that a lot of people know you for and know you by, and that is your history being the president of a very special fraternity on campus.
Yes.
ATO?
Yes.
So how long were you the president?
2 semesters.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you excited to be finally unbanned now that you are not president anymore?
Low-key, yeah. Like, yeah, I just can't wait to invite people into the house, have a lot of fun, have some parties. And then also, I don't really have to be, like, on duty during it, which is nice. I just have to do the regular things that other brothers do.
Yeah,
so that's going to be fun. I'll actually be able to hang out with my friends.
Relax. Wow. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, well, we know famously, we were both gone during this time, so you can inform us as to what occurred. But the second semester of your presidency, ATO was banned again.
Again.
Banned is such a strong
word.
The term is social probation.
Okay, you're on social probation.
Social probation.
Okay.
Social probation.
Well, what we want to know is, was it your fault?
You know, you know what? I would claim responsibility for that. You know, Am I assuming that MK is listening, or am I assuming that MK is not listening?
I don't know.
I think you should assume that people can...
Do you know who MK is?
Nah. We're just assuming.
Okay, whatever. So, yeah, I think I definitely take some responsibility, like, mm-hmm. along the way, decisions were made by myself and other members of exec, and also people in the membership that ultimately led to our downfall. Mm-hmm. So yeah, obviously I definitely take responsibility. Like I was the leader of that organization. It was my job to keep us off probation, keep us doing things
and
right.
And you failed.
Yeah, and I was afraid to use my executive power and say no when everybody was going in one direction, and yeah.
Do you think if you were president this semester you would also be on social probation?
Probably not. I'm like traumatized, bro. Like I'm so afraid of the school, like
Well, what was in your presidency? You know, you've dealt with one semester where you could do things, one semester you couldn't.
Right.
What would you say is the worst thing that you had to deal with as president?
Oh my God, bro. Like, literally just, like, all love. No, wait. God. You know what? All love to my brothers, guys. Like, genuinely, like, you guys are what keeps the organization afloat. Like, you're everything to me. But also at the same time, like, when you're president, you're kind of opening yourself up for people to say, like, literally whatever they want to you. So, like, I think that was really hard for me is, like, everybody has an opinion. Mm-hmm. Or, like, not even, like, an opinion. Sometimes they just have something to say and, like, they decide to, like, bring it to you in, like, an executive manner when actually it's just, like, you wanted to rant for an hour, you know? Mm-hmm. But, like, all love. Like, I appreciate all of the feedback that I got during my term as president. But mm-hmm. also, like, man, like, it was just listening to a lot of people, like, complain to me about things that I couldn't fix. But, or also things that, like, were impossible to fix. I don't know. Whatever. But it's fine.
You would say the worst part was the people.
That is not what I said.
That's kind of what
that
it seems like.
That is not what I said.
Having to deal with
Hold on.
People.
Hold on. Yeah, actually, yeah, not having to deal with people, but like, yeah, low-key having to deal with people.
I hope any ATO members listening take that to heart.
No, wait, they don't have to. Like, nope, everybody knows that I roll my eyes a lot, guys. Like, I'm a very expressive person.
Okay.
However, like, you know, like, I have had multiple instances where I've, like, come up to people and have been like, yo, like, what was that? Why did you, like, yell at me for an hour about that? Or, like, be mad mm-hmm. at me for, like, an hour about that or something like that? And they'll be like, yeah, that was stupid. And I'm like, yeah, like, it low-key was. You know, like, I'm just a big proponent of, like, if you're going to complain about something, like, and you're a part of the organization, you should at least come up with a solution, mm-hmm. like, before you complain. Especially when you're talking to someone who has the power to do
it's
something.
It's not all on
about.
You.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Other people need to step
exactly.
in, chip in a little bit.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well,
did you step in when there was allegedly a fart bomb that went off?
Bro,
last
yeah,
spring?
I stepped in. We freaking ended the party. Oh my God.
Sorry that that happened to you. Do you want to give some backstory on that story?
Yeah, okay. So basically, last spring, it was like our first party of the semester, or like our second one, I don't even know. It was like kind of a mid-party anyway, but like mm-hmm. I was having fun. It was snowing. It was cute. I was in my track pants, which I love. And I like smell something. It's like gas. And I'm like, oh my gosh. And so the whole house starts filling with like this gas smell. And I'm like, mm-hmm. oh my God, like a pipe burst in the basement. Like this is dangerous. Like one lighter and this place is going down. We got to get everyone out the house. So we got everyone out the house. And then like someone, and then after people had left, someone like went in the basement to like see what it was. And it was like a plastic baggie that was a fart bomb.
Did you ever figure out who did that?
No, but my thoughts are like Theta Chi pledge.
Ooh.
Mm.
Like Theta Chi is so irrelevant, and they love to like they love to just be like man, man, man. They love to start prank wars and whatnot. And I'm like, nobody cares.
We heard about the boat.
The boat. Oh my God, they're so annoying. Like literally, like they got both me and DT. Like me, I'm ATO. No, they got both,
you are ATO.
They got both ATO and DTD in trouble. I got an email from FSL sent to both me and Max Rosenberger, former president of DTD, and he was like, and they were like, please move this back immediately. And I was like, I don't really know, like what happened. And it was Theta Chi. They do that like all the time. It's really annoying.
Flop Theta Chi.
Yeah, I know. Baus.
Yeah.
Sorry that happened to you. Well. On some negative things that you guys allegedly may have done.
Okay.
So as we all know, that Tufts has a very serious anti-hazing policy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, we have an allegation that was thrown at ATO that last semester a pledge was forced to eat a full raw onion. Do you want to comment on that accusation?
Under your leadership.
Under your leadership.
Yeah. So basically what happened was this girl was like, yo, this onion looks fire. Like, I kind of, have you ever wanted to take a bite of an onion before? And then like she took the bite of that onion. She did it on her own volition.
Okay. It was her choice.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what you said?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I got some other info.
Guys, I am way too diplomatic for this. Come on.
That also under your presidency, people were forced to busk on the street corner.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, blame your little friend Alex.
Well, hold on, you're in the hot seat. He's not. So
ooh, he has been in the hot seat.
And who's responsible for everyone?
You know, I feel like actually it's a community, right?
Mm-hmm,
So there's not truly one person who's responsible for every individual in the organization. Mm-hmm. Everyone should be looking at
comfort. Well, isn't that usually what the president's like role is, to keep everyone in line?
Yeah.
So. Why weren't you keeping everyone in line?
I mean,
fuel fires? Just because he was your friend, you let something that was quote unquote funny happen, even though it could be considered hazing?
Yeah, it was funny.
Okay. Something to think about. Okay. If Tufts is listening, allegedly this happened.
Bro, so I'm like,
do you take hazing seriously? Does the school?
We take hazing seriously, mm-hmm. and the school also takes hazing seriously.
Okay. Unless it's an onion and it's funny.
No, she ate that on her own volition.
It was her choice.
Okay, it was her choice. Her body, her choice.
Oh, true.
Well,
going more into the people of ATO, which is what you said.
You hate the most.
Yeah.
Love those guys.
Could you just name a couple
of your favorite brothers?
A couple of my favorite brothers?
Mm-hmm.
Well, obviously, I love Alec. I love, Alec Rosenthal. Ella Rosen, Rana Moinzad, Sarah Cleofat. I love me some Casper Schilling. I love MG Beestrum, Tristan Silverstone.
Okay.
I love Jason Lee.
Precedent that you started of saying first and last names, because our next question is, who are your least favorite ATO members?
First and last name?
Yeah, you just set the precedent.
Oh my gosh.
To continue.
I can't say
you
that.
Have to.
No,
you're in the
hot
seat. You
could just do first name.
You could do first, or you could do initials if you really want to get secretive.
Bro, like, stop.
I thought you wanted to be open on a show.
I honestly don't. I there are worse people on this campus than people in ATO.
Well, like, that wasn't our question. Unless you want to name them now.
Unless you want to name the other people.
Oh my God, guys, no. My least favorite person in ATO.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I listened to Alex's episode to see how he evaded this question.
Oh, he didn't.
Oh. Well, I'm just not
I
as messy as him.
Someone.
He named people. He always does. Because he's not afraid of the seat.
Least favorite people in ATO. He's not afraid. I am afraid of the seat right now.
Well, don't be afraid.
I'm trying to think. I just have had, like, a really weird beef with a lot of the junior class. I think it's one-sided.
Okay. So, specifically the junior class.
Yeah, low-key. Like, so a decent amount of them. Like, I just kind of have this weird one-sided beef with. And it's me.
Is there anyone in particular? It's, like, the worst kind of beef?
There's, like, a friend group.
You can name them. They're not afraid to say
they're just kind of exclusive sometimes. Mm. And maybe I want to talk. Some would argue that. Vice versa. But I don't really want...
Do you think because you were president, you, like, deserve that respect?
What respect?
Like...
Of being included?
Of, like, yeah, owning the room.
Anyone... Well, owning the room. I'd do that anyway, baby. no, I feel like anyone deserves the respect of being included.
Wow.
I don't know. They just, like, come in the room and ATO. They kind of, like, take over the space in a really weird way.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, it kind of just, like, becomes, like, their space when they're all in it rather than, like, everyone else kind of existing in it.
Did you, like, consider that when, like, bringing them in? Was that, like, something that, like, was considered?
Oh, my God. No, it wasn't.
Wow.
I'm sorry.
So are there regrets?
No, there's no regret. Hashtag no regrets. Okay. But I think, like, you admit an entire friend group and then you don't realize.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But it's whatever.
Are there any people that you've ever regretted admitting?
Bro, why? These are evil questions.
You don't have to say who. You could just say yes.
I've definitely regretted that. I've definitely regretted. Yeah, easy. Yeah.
Anyone in the last, like... class that was under you?
The last pledge class. Why do you keep saying under me, bro? Like, because
it was under
your
you.
Power?
You were the president.
Lol. Okay. In the last pledge class. Wait, I'm trying to think of who they are. Okay.
We could bring up a picture if you need.
Yeah.
I don't think we have
So but, like, everyone's kind of chill. Okay. Like, I don't know. I'm just, like...
There are regrets.
Like, there's just kind of, like, oh, gosh. I hope no one's listening to this. Because there's just kind of like a person who gets into ATO. There's just kind of
a specific person. Or,
no. Just the there's type. Like archetype. There's an archetype of person who gets into ATO, which it's like they are so kind, like they're a very nice person.
That's it. That's all you can say about them.
Yeah, like nothing more, nothing less. I like, you know, you're a very nice person.
You're nice.
That's it. You're so nice. Oh my god, I love so and so. They're so nice.
That's it. Well, if you're listening to this and people describe you as nice, do more work to
like really.
Yeah, no, be actually, quirky. This is a message to everyone in ATO. Like, I just want you guys to know, like, this isn't me critiquing your personality at all. This is me saying that you need to reveal yourself a little bit
reveal,
more.
Reveal, yeah.
Reveal yourself a little bit more. You know, like, drop the kind exterior. Show me something more. You could be kind and also entertaining.
But then you did say at the start of our episode that your least favorite thing about ATO is people almost expressing themselves to you.
That's not what I said.
You could refine what you said.
Okay, so basically, like,
we're going in circles.
Yeah, we are. Anyway.
Anyway.
Thoughts on the new executive board.
Oh, I love those guys.
Do you?
Love those
guys. Is there anyone you would replace?
Oh my gosh. Low-key, no. Like, literally, like, oh my gosh, I'm hands off. Like, it doesn't really matter to me anymore. But I'm happy to see who's on exec. I think they'll all do great jobs. I'm just also just like, not my circus anymore. Like, I don't know how exec is going at all, really. I just, people tell me dates and where to be and when to do things. And I'm like, okay.
Don't need to worry anymore.
Would you say that they're doing a better job than your executive team did?
Yes, but that is only because they're standing on the shoulders of giants.
You set up a good.
That's beautiful.
You set it up for them.
That was really
MG
powerful.
And I,
Yeah. Well, great. Come over our last couple questions within
the ATO sphere
before we move on.
Okay.
Do you think that there is an exclusionary practice within ATO?
What do you mean exclusionary practice?
Like, your group within ATO or ATO in general, like, do you think that you're better than other people because you're in
ATO?
Frat? Like, do you have, like, a sort of, like, you know, and you can say yes.
It's, superiority it's complex, yeah. You know?
No.
Okay. What's your opinion? Do you think people in ATO do, though?
I don't know. I think it gives you I think being in a Greek life organization on Tufts campus gives you more clout, like, sophomore year, and then that's it.
That's true.
And then, like, no one cares.
Yeah. I would agree with that.
Literally is true.
Well, final question. And we've asked this question many times on
the
show.
Yeah, a lot of people.
Can you rank the other frats and sororities on Tufts campus?
Yeah, sure. Do you want me to put them all in one?
No, you could do separate, frats and sororities.
Sororities? I would say favorite sorority to me, or is it, like, favorite or, like, top?
Like, rank. Like, put them in order.
Okay. I can't lie. I would do... Talia and Ivy are low-key tied for me. I think they both serve their purposes. Like, we have a very good relationship with Talia, and they're always very kind, and, like, they're good party guests and stuff like that.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah, no, they're lovely people.
They're nice.
And also shout out Hadley Nunn, like, for literally existing. And yeah, I like Talia, and I also like Ivy. Ivy's on a really big turn. I really used to hate the Ivy, but now I like low-key, like, I really like the people now. So they're kind of tied for me.
That's beautiful.
But we'll go in terms of, like, the school's overall image and, like, the optics of it all. I would say that Ivy would usually be there, and then Talia, and then, like, I'd put, like, Kyo. Wait, actually, just, like, all the black sororities are on top, first of all. And then we have, like, Ollie, Ivy, Talia, Kyo, and then Theta. I have beef with Theta.
Oh, okay.
And then frat-wise, I think, like, ATO on top. I would low-key put DTD second. I have my qualms with them, but, like, whatever. It's kind of undeniable.
How do you feel about the alleged homophobia?
Oh, I hate it, bro. Like, fade. Okay. But, like, it's a, like, in terms of optics and, like, the way the school views them, like, probably DTD second. I think people really like, I think ATO is, like, a nicer space, like, people are nicer generally.
Safe.
Yeah, like, aren't homophobic and probably like racist and xenophobic and, like, evil, whatever. But, like, we also throw fun parties, even though, like, people like DTDs more because they have a bigger and more, like, well-resourced space. And then third, I'd probably put, like, DU, and then fourth, I'd put Theta Chi.
Oh,
no. Fourth, I'd put Yeah, Theta Chi. It's ZBT Baus.
Yeah. I would.
Low-key ZBT Baus, but ATO Taos.
Okay.
Dang. Well, great. Okay. That was beautiful. Thank you for your opinions.
Yeah, no problem.
So freshman year, you had a fling with a grad student that was 23 years old.
Fifth year.
Fifth year. Beautiful.
Beautiful.
Still 23. Is that correct?
I think so, yeah.
Wow. Now...
Shout out her.
We were informed by a lovely write-in submission.
Bro.
That you found something under her bed.
Oh my god, yeah.
Do you want to talk about...
Oh my god, yeah. Wait, let me just... Okay, wait, this is great.
Oh, the ATO group me just texted.
Sorry. Nothing. Anyway, it's MG.
Exclusionary.
Yeah, I'm better than you. I didn't find this under her bed. No, she like went into... We were leaving the crib and she like went into her closet and pulled this out and was like, okay, shh. Hopefully she's not listening, but basically she had the shoebox full of cash.
Okay.
Fabulous. Can you speak?
That, yeah. Yeah. How that got there, what the story was behind
and
it.
And what exactly kind of cash was it?
So I had no idea where the cash had come from. So there were many speculations in my mind. And then I found out it's because she used to be a professional stripper.
Dancer.
Dancer.
Yeah. Beautiful. Dancer. Yeah.
Beautiful.
Did that change your relationship once you found that out?
No.
Wow.
Good.
Woke.
Bro, yeah, I'm woke.
Yeah. Do you feel like, because of your age difference, like you were, you know, she was 23, like, were you taking advantage of that?
You were 18.
I don't think so. Okay. I really don't think so. It was very chill. Like, it wasn't, like, anything crazy. I don't really feel like that at all.
And, like, who ended it?
Me.
Wow. Good for you.
Yeah.
Speaking of ending relationships... I would say, like, do you want to give, like, a ratio or a number? Like, how many of the people that you have dated have you broken up with them versus you being the one
broken up with?
Okay.
Oh, we're counting on our hands, just so we know. Just to give a visual.
I'm, like, trying to go through the people. Like, I'm a visual learner.
Because there's so many, I guess. Not that there's anything wrong with that, of course.
Of course.
My three past relationships, I've broken up with two of them.
Okay.
Okay.
Wonderful.
Wonderful.
Now, what was the worst of them?
My worst breakup?
Yeah.
Or the one, my like the worst one that I dumped, like when I like the one that I did?
Well,
or,
it seems like there's two answers, so you can give both.
Wait, my worst breakup period or like the worst like time that I dumped someone?
Okay, well, there's only one.
What was the worst
one
time that you dumped someone? I'm more interested in that.
The worst time that I dumped someone?
Yeah.
They're never good, bro. They're never good. But this most recent one, woo. I'm sorry.
Do you want to explain?
Yeah, it was just really hard because she was so sweet. Like, she's, like, such a great person. Mm-hmm. But I just, like, we just wanted different things.
And what were the things that you wanted?
The things that I wanted was to, like, not be together.
We wanted different things.
Are you in the market right now, or...?
Wait, hold on.
Okay.
She just kind of like was looking at our relationship differently than I was anyway.
Mm. You had different viewpoints on where it was going.
Yeah.
You saw it ending and she did not.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. We were thinking different things. Yeah,
exactly. No, I'm not on the market.
Okay. So we're not going to put anything out there in the universe for you.
Well,
thank you.
From this last breakup, how quickly would you say you moved on?
Dude. You know, I honestly moved on pretty quickly. Yeah. I cannot lie.
Do you want to give like a time frame?
Okay.
So I guess the listeners can imagine in their heads how long that is.
Yeah. I mean, sources were telling me.
Oh my god.
That
bro.
When it's your current
Alec.
No, well, maybe. Current
nope, not Alec.
Actually, your current relationship, your current partner, when they broke up with their partner is what prompted you to break up with your partner. Is that true?
That is not true.
Oh, okay. Do you want to give some context?
That is not true. Yeah, I think it just happened around the same time.
Coincidence.
Yeah, coincidence.
Of course, hilarious.
Like, literally, like, me and my girlfriend at the time were, like, not doing well at all. Mm-hmm. And then, like, it was just like, it was kind of just like the right time for it, for it to happen. And then, yeah.
So that does kind of sound like.
No.
It was the right time was when.
When.
Your current partner.
No, it was just around that time of year.
Okay. No, that's okay. That's okay.
Right. I'm talking calendar.
Calendar, yeah. Of course.
It's just around that time of year is when you kind of realize, like, oh, I don't want to be in this relationship anymore.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
And okay, then suddenly, you know.
Yeah. Magic happens.
Magic happens.
Isn't that sources. Beautiful? Isn't that beautiful?
Well, more sources would say that.
Chelsea, y'all.
The person that you're currently seeing, you've been plotting on for a long time.
Plotting on is a strong term. Actually, nah. Fade. Yeah.
Yeah, the word we got was plot.
Plotting.
Oh my god, who said that anyway?
We can't say that over the air. We don't disclose sources.
I'm crying.
Can you speak to that? Do you feel like, you know, that was ethical? Like, do you think that, I mean, again, that's probably played into your last relationship ending.
Yeah, well, I have had a crush on my current girlfriend since like my first week of school here. Yeah.
Wow.
Beautiful. There were moments where I thought it was going to happen, and there were moments when I did not think it was going to happen. And that moment where I had the opportunity for that to happen, I was like, yo, you know? Mm-hmm. So yeah.
The opportunity came about, and then your relationship ended, and.
Oh my god, bro. No. It was after my relationship after my relationship ended, the opportunity came across.
The opportunity happens, you know. It's just the circumstance of it all. Anyway, do you think it's okay to date your close friend even if it puts the rest of your friend groups in harm's way?
Oh my god. Oh my god. Whoa. I think that it should be handled on a case-by-case basis. I think that it depends on who you are. If you feel like you could date someone and then be normal with your friends around them, mm-hmm. or like be normal towards your friends around them, then like totally. And if you feel like you can't do that, then like you should probably like chill. But like also at the end of the day, like, you know, like there are some friends that should never date that do date. And there are some friends that like should have dated forever. And like, they do date.
That's actually so funny because our next question is, are there two people you think would be really great together that are close friends?
Oh my god, LOL, let me think. You guys.
Aww.
Beautiful.
It would really work, I think.
Yeah. Who do I ship? I really ship... Oh god. I'm actually low-key like just so anti... Never mind.
Anti what?
No, finish
that. I was going to say dating at Tufts, but like low-key, no.
Well, it seems like you're breaking that.
Yeah, I am breaking that. But like, this is special.
It's magic. It's coincidence.
Yeah, whatever. I think that I really can't think of anyone right now. Like, give me maybe like, yeah.
Okay. Maybe at the end.
Come back to
think about it.
By the end of the show, I'll think about it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, kind of last question within this theme. Are you friends with any of your exes?
No.
Is there anyone you want to apologize to live on air? You know, you'd want to be friends moving forward?
No.
Mm. Okay, you don't feel bad.
Wow.
I don't do that. I don't really like...
That's
what,
real mask.
When you break up with someone, like, that has to be it. Bro.
That's mask.
Like, that has to
That's
be it.
It.
Or else, like, your feelings are just going to be dragged through the mud for, like, 2 weeks.
It's cut off. You're done.
Like, you just have to... You just... Because... Oh, let me tell you, because I tried to be friends with the next ones. That doesn't go well. It literally... it does not go well. Mm. So, no.
Even though... The lesbian stereotype is to be really close friends with
and
your
am
ex.
I a stereotypical lesbian, would you say?
Well, we were just about to ask because you famously won the performative mask contest at the Sink.
Yes.
Do you performatively mask?
No, because I'm not mask and butch. They're two different things.
Fabulous.
Yeah. So should you have won the contest?
Because butch falls under the mask umbrella.
Okay.
Yeah. So I was qualified to perform in the competition. Well, I definitely should have won because like, oh god.
Do you want to address the person who thought you shouldn't have won?
Who, Spencer Pickering?
Yeah.
I'm crying. No, actually my girlfriend took care of that for me.
She handled it.
Yeah, low key.
And why did he not want you to win?
Because, quote unquote, someone was a little bit overconfident. But I actually think that maybe he's probably just like racist and hates butches.
Wow, call him out.
Y'all don't want to see black people win.
Ooh.
Happy Black History Month. What? You guys forgot to say it.
Happy Black History Month.
Louder.
Happy Black History Month.
Thank you, Joey. Now you're a racist on air. Continue.
Anyway, rank your most favorite, fabulous, famous lesbians.
Why'd you say it like that?
Because I couldn't think of the word famous for a second. I had to get through the F's.
My favorite lesbian, my favorite lesbian.
They could be bi too.
No.
Well, we know the real favorite.
Thank you.
Well, we know the real favorite.
My real favorite?
Yeah, your obsession with Claro.
Oh, I love her. But honestly,
we'll
get
to that one in a second.
But Fade, how do you make Sophia and then pop out with a man that readily after shoving some snail mail back in the closet? I'm so sorry, but I can't with Claro, bro. I'm looking over her. I'm
you
over her.
Are.
I'm over her.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is there someone you're more on now?
Oh, wait, actually, I have this holy trinity of quote-unquote the ideal woman. Mm. It's my holy trinity. Do you want to hear it?
Yeah.
Okay. Tiana Taylor.
Oh, yeah.
Arca and Jessica Lange. That's it.
Okay.
Those three.
Interesting.
Group. That's what I need. I'm good, you know?
Mm-hmm. That's beautiful.
Yeah, beautiful.
Yeah.
So no more Clara.
More Clara. Fade. I'm also older, you know? I'm 22 now.
It's not like she got younger.
Yeah, I know, but it feels like Claro is such a crush to have at such a young age, you know?
Is that why you were, commenting on her Instagram?
Bye.
Do you want to say what those comments were?
Need you so bad. I don't know. thirsting in the comment. Was I thirsting?
Well, it was the amount of times that you commented.
Have I commented on her posts more than once?
I think so.
Yeah.
TikTok or Instagram?
Instagram.
We were told
what
Instagram.
What year?
A while ago.
It was a while ago, yeah. We were told this. We can't disclose the sources, I'm sorry. We run a very serious investigative journalism
Instagram,
podcast,
Instagram
show,
caption,
something.
Question, query. Yeah.
Well, we actually didn't get any from that, so.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Well, it's just more if people want it, which if you're listening, you should in the future submit to those.
Yes, please.
Because it really does help us out. Yeah. But we find a way.
I don't really remember what I've commented on her posts.
It's okay. It's in the past. You're over it. It does kill several of our questions because we were hoping.
We're going to rephrase. I rephrase.
We'll fix them up.
Okay.
All right. You know.
You guys were given false information.
No. We were given past information.
Well, it's no longer. Your obsession is no longer. And was new. Obsessed. I didn't know that.
Well, I still love her and have a weird. Yeah. I still love her and I'm still very attracted to her. But she's just not. I just don't view her the way that I used to.
Okay. It's done.
Yeah.
Because of snail mail.
Yeah.
Shoving her in that closet.
Shoving Lindsay Jordan back in the closet, bro. And then popping out with this old man. Ew.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, speaking of your kind of purportive mask contest, things like that, freshman year,
God.
Threw a party where everyone had to dress like you.
Yes.
Do you feel like you're better than most people? Because you made everyone sort of resemble you.
But everyone was so lit about the theme, weren't they?
I don't know.
I wasn't there. I don't know.
Yeah, I didn't know who you were.
I didn't either, so.
Yeah, so basically, it wasn't my theme. I think someone else picked the theme, and then we threw it in Keiko's dorm room in Hill Hall, and that was it. And I was this is crazy. And I pulled up to the party that was dressed as Sanaa themed. It was one of my friends who did it, and it was funny.
So it wasn't you.
It wasn't me. No.
But you co-signed.
Yeah, I totally co-signed that. Are you kidding me? I love to make people.
Would you do it again?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Would you kind of round out your Tufts experience with another Dress as Sanaa party?
Wow, that'd be beautiful.
Oh my God, whoa. No, I've been wanting to round it out with another wedding.
Ooh.
Do you remember my wedding?
Yes, I was
year?
There.
Yeah.
Who would you get married to now?
I think that wedding was so iconic, it has to be Heidi.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Wow.
Well, beautiful.
Wonderful.
Yeah. Beautiful. Just again, speaking of your style, everyone copy you.
Of course.
Do you have
iconic
an unsolicited piece of advice for the people of the world?
Oh my God, that is a great question. Every morning I wake up and I think about that Lil Yachty red carpet interview where he's accessories, 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 in that voice. That's my Lil Yachty impression. So I think about that a lot. And advice, I'm just gonna, here are a few of my mom's phrases that I repeat to myself often, just about life and living and personality.
Huh? This is beautiful.
Yeah. Okay, number one is my no means no period.
Okay.
Yeah, my no means no period. Mm-hmm. Don't set yourself on fire to keep others warm. And the third one is, what is it? It's kind of ridiculous, but I love her. So it's be 100% yourself unapologetically all the time. Ugh. And then my other piece of advice is that Alexander McQueen just like, I love him, you know?
It's not really advice.
It's
if
more
you want
fact,
style so. Advice, Alexander McQueen.
Okay.
If you want life advice, my mom's phrases.
Beautiful.
Yeah. And now we have them.
There you go.
Write them down, everyone. Write them down.
There you go.
Okay. Now, okay. Maybe we should do our PSA.
Yeah, let's read the Lol. PSA while we fix some things.
Do you wanna read one?
Oh my god.
You can pick anyone you want.
Okay. You guys are like...
I'm surprised you don't have it memorized by now.
I know. Ooh, public transit versus walking. PSA. Ooh. This is a long one. I struggle to read out loud, but whatever.
It's okay. Take your time.
All right. If you take public transportation, good for you. You're helping to save the environment and money, too. But if you aren't getting all the exercise you should be, you might want to consider walking directly to your destination instead of using public transit. Depending upon the distance, once you factor in time it takes to make your way to the T-stop, wait, and then get to your final destination from the station, walking the whole trip can often be faster. And even when it isn't, you're getting good exercise and saving even more money. For example, if it takes 45 minutes to walk where you want to go to instead of 30 using the T, you'll get 3/4 of an hour of exercise and fresh air for just an extra 15 minutes of your time. And that's a real healthy deal, .. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
You read that. Great.
Bro,
thank
you.
Get
out of my face.
Well, I mean, you were afraid, and we just want to congratulate her.
I know.
Well, kind of moving back through time again, we just went to freshman year.
Oh, jeez.
Now we're going to go pre-freshman year.
Okay.
Coming into Tufts.
Oh, my God.
We heard that there was some Instagram...
Beef.
Oh.
Drama, you DMing someone. Maybe not beef.
Yeah, beef is probably not the right word.
Calling somebody out.
Maybe a call out, yeah.
Yeah. Do you remember what this is?
Was this Daniel Cece?
It was Daniel Cece.
Oh, my God, bro. When he was, like, telling me his top 100 albums ever, and there were none that were made by a woman. And then he texted me back and was like, Actually, the lead singer of Beach House is a woman. And I was like, oh, get out.
That's actually not what we were going for. But
oh,
that's beautiful.
The do-rag one?
Yeah. It was
the do-rag. Oh, yeah. I texted him. I was like, bro, like, stop. Because he's also about to come to Tufts. Like, you can't be doing that in the real world,
play.
You know?
Tufts.
Yeah.
Tufts.
But, yeah.
That's all. That's like to say.
Yeah. I'm proud of that.
Do you still... Are you friends with Daniel Cece since then, or...?
We were boys for, 2 years of college, but I think we've sort of drifted. Like, I see him around, and we, chat a little bit sometimes, maybe, but we're not that close.
Do you miss him?
I think we're just on different waves right now.
Doesn't miss you. Doesn't miss you, Daniel Cece. I'm so sorry to break it to you.
Daniel, I miss you.
So this isn't really beef, I guess, technically, okay. But it's kind of, not drama, but you're just calling somebody out. Are you... often someone to call people out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you want to recall...
another example
other
of this.
Do you have your biggest kind of beef that you have, or...
If you don't say it, we will.
I can't speak on that.
You have to.
I've had some good call outs in the past.
Do you want to maybe talk around it?
Dance around it?
Mm-hmm.
What do you guys have to say about it? What are you guys talking about?
We just really want to hear your opinion.
What are you talking about?
What do you think we're talking about?
I don't know. What are you talking about?
Well, I'm not going to say it if you don't want to say it.
No, you say it. Or else this interview is going to go nowhere. So.
We can come back to it.
Oh, okay. Are you guys talking about what I think you're talking about? My freshman year fallout? Okay. Anyway. Anyway, yeah.
We know that you're obsessed with the Eagles.
Go Birds.
Go Birds. You tweeted that I don't even know how many times.
Too many.
Too many times. Well, the Eagles and Ella Rosen were both hanging off a cliff. And you could save only one of them. Who would you save?
Lol. Low-key, the Eagles didn't even make the Super Bowl this year. They didn't even make it past the first round of playoffs. Bro, saving Ella Rosen. Easy dub.
Damn.
Wow. Easy. Okay. Well, our next question is, if you knew that for the next 2 years, the Eagles would win the Super Bowl... would you give up a year of your life?
A year of my life?
Yeah.
I mean, it depends on when that year is, but, if it's,
it's just, at the end of your life.
If it's the difference between 95 and 94, yeah.
But what if it's, 22,
the Eagles winning a Super Bowl is probably going to take a year off my life based upon all of it. If I hit those parades, you know what I'm talking about.
So it's, for it's every beautiful. Year, it's would beautiful. You would you trade a year of your life for every Eagles Super Bowl win? Like, bro, if they won, like, 10 times, like, you would trade 10 years of your life?
Ooh, that's a great question.
How committed are you?
How committed am I?
Yeah.
If they... For the Eagles to be a dynasty is what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about the Eagles if they were
a dynasty.
And they
won every year.
Okay, every year I would... I mean, like, nah, fade.
No.
No. Because then, like, it would be cyclical. I'd die right now.
Yeah. Wow, beautiful.
Yeah.
Something poetic about losing.
Yeah, I guess.
Only to win.
Yeah. No, yeah. Yeah, I think that the max is probably, like, 2 years off my life for two Eagles wins.
Wow. Because
then, like, somebody else could make the pledge.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's like gonna, you know.
Yeah, somebody else line up.
Ooh, excuse me.
Similar question, because kind of going off of the Eagles. You famously love your dogs, your two little dogs.
I love them.
If your dogs and Ella Rosen were both hanging off of a cliff and you could only save one, who would you save?
Oh my god, bro! Why, like?
And you have to pick the dog. You can't save both dogs.
Oh.
No, I would say the two dogs is equal maybe to...
How big are the dogs?
Ella, they're small.
They're tiny.
Okay, then you can take both dogs. You can save them both.
And Ella Rosen.
Rusty too. And Sparky v. Ella Rosen. Yeah, you know, I don't know. Like, I'd probably have a panic attack and, like, not pick either.
They'd all fall.
I'd probably pick Ella Rosen just because, like...
Wow, the dogs are done.
No, I don't know. Like,
I hope the dogs aren't listening.
This is making me sad.
Well, that's the goal of the show.
No, we're bringing the Tufts community.
Well, everyone else is coming together.
Against me.
Against you.
Yes.
Well, that one episode of SpongeBob? Yeah. That's how I feel right now.
Okay.
You don't get my reference.
I'll pretend I do.
I know you're.
Thank you. Anyway, what's up?
What's your major?
Civil engineering.
Oh my gosh, wait.
Minor in urban studies.
Is it true that you bombed a structural analysis exam so bad that your that your score had to be removed from the class average?
Yes.
How did you feel about that?
I got a 36. Okay. I feel great. I feel great about it. Because Loki, like, I'm not supposed to tell anyone this. He told me not to tell anyone this, but he, like, was like, you can retake this exam.
And did you?
Yeah. Yes! Sorry, that's so good.
I did.
What did you
get
the second time?
Like, 70s. Like,
oh, 70s. Great.
Yeah.
Like,
that was average, like, wasn't it?
Yeah, sure. But, like, the thing is, it was the exact same exam.
Wait,
like,
really?
I should not have gotten a 76.
You should have done better.
I should have gotten, like, a 90 something. I know, like, bro, that class took it out of me. Like, I don't know why. Like, I just, like, structural analysis just did not click with my brain, bro. Like, it did not click with my brain at all.
It's a hard major.
And but, like, everyone else, like, was doing fine in the class. Like, people were having a hard time, but they were getting, like, B's. Like, I was bombing everything in that class for some reason.
Mm-hmm. Would you say that that is your worst class that you've been in?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Nothing else can kind of come close.
Calc 2.
What happened with Calc 2?
Fit, like, almost failed. Did
you
not.
Didn't. Good for you.
It was close.
Yeah.
Good for you. So you would say the class you flopped the most in was structural analysis.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Biggest flop of my life. It was so embarrassing.
Wow. That's all right.
It's okay, though.
Yeah.
You made it through.
Yeah, because you're kind of at the age where everyone's, like, starting to understand things in engineering and things are clicking junior year, especially junior fall.
That'll
like,
do it.
Oh, like, all these things kind of work together, and my brain just, like, was not moving that quickly at all. Mm-hmm. I just couldn't process.
Do you know what you're doing once you graduate?
I don't have a job yet, but I am looking into some options.
As we all are.
I will, literally, bro, and I will probably be doing something urban planning related, transportation planning specifically.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm excited about that.
Beautiful. Are you going to go back to the great city of Philadelphia?
I will die for my country, Philadelphia. yes. I hope, well, not confirmed. I will hopefully be going back to Philly, but, like, the connections are leading me elsewhere, but, like, we'll see. Mm.
Yeah. What are the connections? Is there anyone you're using to get somewhere?
Yeah.
That's how it usually is.
Yeah.
Using them?
I'm not using him. He's a great guy, and he loves helping out the youth.
Okay. Do you want to name him?
Smile.
Shout out Bradlander. Running for Congress. Vote Bradlander.
Oh,
Congress.
Wow. And you're using the government. District. You're using the government to get what you want.
Yes, mama. If it it has to work for me.
True.
My government should work for me.
As it should.
I'm also
true.
A socialist.
Beautiful.
Wow.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Coming we support out as a socialist on the hot seat. Show. That's beautiful.
I
yeah.
would say.
Yeah. You should put political affiliations on your hot seat.
Yeah.
Questions.
What is your party that you affiliate to?
Yeah.
Just finishing out, you know, your
civil engineering.
Your civil engineering.
Ooh, yeah.
Sphere. Similar question to earlier. Would you want to, like, name some of the smartest people within your major?
Yeah, low-key, like, I respect everyone, but, like, Ada, bro, that girl is crazy. Ada is so smart, and it's, like, she is so smart, and she is so driven, and she is so dedicated, and, like, and she's also, like, extremely kind and, like, super cool, and, like, is it smart in a I won't talk to you kind of way? Like, she's lit, and she's also really cracked. Shout out Bergen Kane. Bergen Kane's also, like, really into her studies. We were on the same research team, and she was mogging me. So shout out her. Yeah, I don't know. Those two are just like pillars of the CEE department for me. Addie Carson is also super duper smart. I'd say everyone in my major is just like, I really like them.
Well, are there any flops?
Any flops? Any people I don't like?
Or academically, you know, whatever you
consider a flop. Oh, academic flops? Bro, I'm the academic flop. Like,
the number one.
I'm the number one academic flop. Everyone's probably like,
who's down there with you?
Like, I don't even know. Like, when I'm in the trenches and I'm, like, doing work with someone and they're also in the trenches, it's probably Brody Snyder.
Okay.
Shout out.
Love Brody.
Yeah. Yeah. But my least favorite person in the department while we're talking, this isn't just the civil engineers, this is the environmental engineers, Julian Kelly. Julian Kelly, if you're listening, I'm coming for you, bro.
That is kind of a sentiment at Tufts University.
What is it called when you?
But did you know he's an environmental engineer?
I learned recently.
You wouldn't read that. You wouldn't read from that.
Literally, bro. Yeah.
Well, our next question is also kind of about like political affiliations, like your life, your life story. You went to a Quaker school.
Yes.
In high school.
Yes.
Are you a Quaker?
Yes.
Are there Quaker oaths that you actually follow? Do you feel like you follow a good Quaker life?
Yeah, I would say that. I think it's really funny. People think that Quakers are like pilgrims. Like they think like they when people think Quaker, they think like Amish, and I'm like, no, like Quakers are cool.
I think of Quaker oats.
Yeah, that too. But yeah, I definitely like the reason that I call myself Quaker is because I really like the five Quaker testimonies, which are the five like pillars that like the Quakers kind of live their lives by, which are the spices, is like a fun, you know, little thing.
Beautiful. It's food centric.
Yes, yes. Greedy.
The goats.
Simplicity, peace, integrity, community, equity/equality, and then stewardship. And I really like all of those. I don't even know.
I think you said there was five.
Whatever. Equity/equality is one.
So you do follow each of those?
Yeah, I would say so.
Which one do you follow the most?
I would say probably like simplicity. I like the most.
But I thought you said you wanted to add an accessory.
Yeah, but it's not simplicity in dress. It's simplicity in style of life.
In style of life, of course, yeah, of course.
I feel like I live the simple life.
Just classy like that.
Yeah.
Okay. Last thing, kind of rounding out like your Tufts experience. I think you're sort of famously on the women's rugby team.
Yes, Mama.
Here at Tufts. How do you think you rank amongst the players on the team?
It's all about ranking on that
I show. Can't lie to you. Yeah, literally, bro. I can't lie to you. I would say I'm pretty good.
Do you think you're the best?
There's definitely people who are like better at different things than me, but I'm pretty good.
Okay. Not maybe you're number one.
I don't know if I'm number one. I mean, my number is one. Oh. But I don't know if I'm number one on the team. Cool. I don't know who is number one on the team. I would low-key throw my hat in the ring. But I know that there's people who are, like, faster than me, who are stronger than me. But, like, I know the game a little bit better, you know? You know?
You could almost say, like, you're, like, a captain vibe.
I'm not the captain.
No, but, like, vibe-wise. Like, you're like, an integral part of the team.
Yeah, I guess I've been on the team for a long time. Yeah.
So it would be hard to give it up.
It was so hard.
Well, how dedicated are you to rugby? Would you say it's like a big part?
I would say it's been a big part of my Tufts experience, but also I'm not super locked in. I'm not super tapped into the team right now at all. I'm actually fading this semester, I think. I'm undecided right now, but I might be fading. I just really hurt my knee last semester, and that like really threw me off my rocker a little bit. And like I like playing sports, and I really love like being active, and like I've always played sports, but also at the same time, and like I love having that outlet, but also at the same time, I'm just kind of like, I don't really know if like these practice times are working for me as like my senior spring, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So kind of rounding out this whole conversation we've had, starting and ending, if you could go back in time before you came to Tufts, and you could only choose to do one thing, and the options are join ATO or join rugby, which would you choose?
I'm crying. That's a really good question. I'd say, I mean, I'm obviously more dedicated to ATO, so probably join ATO.
Because you're the president.
Yeah, former.
And you were famous, not the famously. The captain of rugby.
Yeah. Like, I loved rugby. It was a very integral part of my Tufts experience for anyone who knows me from rugby who's listening. But also at the same time, like, we got to understand, like, low-key, like, ATO.
ATO always. ATO
it's always going to be all ATO.
The way on top.
ATO on top.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Now, we're just going to go into our more general questions that we ask most people on this show.
Okay.
Pretty much everyone.
Okay.
We're going to start with the big one.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Rank the LGBT acronym.
Oh, L.
Okay.
Number one.
Number one.
Actually, low-key, like, T number one, L number two, G number... No, sorry. LGBT. Can we put QIAN plus in here?
Totally.
Like,
okay,
are we going to be that woke? Could, oh my God, not the gay guy rolling his eyes.
Well, I mean...
Not the gay guy rolling his eyes when I say the other one.
You just don't want to put bi people on the bottom, so you're adding extra letters.
But I do. Anyway.
Well, let's see. Adam, let's see what happens.
Okay, wait. Let's see. So number one is T, number two is L, number three is probably Q, number four is probably G, number five... Wait, I mean, I and A, we can just get rid of, honestly.
So we're just adding Q?
LGBTQ. It rolls off the tongue.
We're adding Q.
I just like Q. Probably G, I'd put second to last, and then last would be the B.
Okay.
Do you want to comment on any of them, or is that just kind of, you want to lock that in?
Honestly, I'd put the B above the G.
Really?
The B is just so complex, because everybody is bisexual. But like... But like, because gay guys are men, like, fade.
It's true. It's true.
But like, then you have like trans gay guys, and like that they go trans first. It's kind of like PEMDAS.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're more
the intersections of it, right? Because you can have a white bisexual woman, and you could also have a white bisexual man, and like both of those things sound terrible, you know. So
equal,
you can, but
equal.
That's how it is. That's how it is.
Yeah, exactly. So like, I don't know. Yeah, because there's some gay guys who are like so down with it. Shout out Tate Duffy, of who I met at Club Cafe once. He's a gay guy who I really respect.
You met him once and shouting him out.
Yeah, I'm shouting him out because we have an Instagram story like you should ship.
First and last name for
meeting at Club Cafe.
Beautiful.
One
that's
time.
Literally beautiful.
Yeah,
that is queer history.
Like, yeah, literally. Like, he's a gay guy who gets it. He's a gay guy who would be ranked in like with the up, like,
the upper echelon.
Upper echelon gays. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
Do you have, like, any controversial opinions? Anything that you would be canceled for?
I hate Mazzy Star. I don't like Mazzy Star. I think that trip-hop revival doesn't exist. It's fake.
They're kind of all music-related.
Yeah, they're kind of all music-related. It's kind of, like, a lot of what I think about. Another hot take I have. Or, like, not hot take, whatever.
Thoughts on the Super Bowl?
I don't even care.
Are you going to watch?
Nah, maybe, probably.
What happened to Bad Bunny? We were talking about it before.
I'll be watching Bad Bunny, don't worry. Okay. I'll be watching Bad Bunny, trust me, but I don't really know if I'm going to watch the Super Bowl just because the Eagles aren't in it.
You only care if it's the Eagles.
Would you say like you're a sore loser in that way?
Nope, I'm just an Eagles fan.
Okay. All
right.
Yeah. But yeah, those are my controversial opinions, I guess.
Okay. Well,
yeah.
They're all very music related.
Oh, and I don't like Addison Rae's music.
Well, we saw that on your Twitter.
We did, actually.
Oh, that's a funny tweet.
But you defended Cat's Eye.
Yeah, I'm defending Cat's Eye, bro. You watch all of those you watch all of those Best New Artist Grammy performances.
Wouldn't say Olivia Dean?
Wait.
Out of the performances? Oh. Or Leon Thomas?
Here's the thing. Leon Thomas was great.
He was nominated?
Yes.
Bro. Here's the thing. Olivia Dean. All right. That particular vibe of music, like her and Laufey, like that, like, people love, like, I cannot stand it. It is just so boring to me. So, like, no, I don't really like her music that much. I acknowledge that she's super talented and adorable and, like, deserved that award. Mm-hmm. But also at the same time, like, she's not knocking my socks off. And also just, like, Cat's Eye had such an impact this year.
Mm, yeah.
And it was felt. It was really felt across the world in a way that, like, Olivia
Global
Dean
group.
Wasn't really feeling
Global
it to
girl
me.
Group.
Global group, literally.
Global girl group.
But in a way that Olivia Dean didn't really, like, feel for me.
Wow.
Yeah.
Any listeners, you know, leave your comments on
the DJ chat.
Comments. Yeah. Literally the DJ chat. We'll listen.
Another classic question. If you could remove anyone or a group from campus, who would you remove?
Lol. A friend group, an entire friend group, I would remove, like, that, like, there are some people in it who are lovely, okay? I love Elias. I love Kate Goldberg. Everybody else gotta go. Everybody else gotta go.
Okay.
Actually, Serena's quite lovely. Yeah. But everybody else.
You've already said
go.
It.
Yeah. Those three people
it's
can
your
say.
Truth. It's your truth.
Yeah.
Everyone else.
Yeah, they gotta go.
You know.
And you know what? Okay, you know what I was thinking about the other day? How each, this is my, like, breakdown of the tough, like, social dynamic, mm-hmm. is that, like, each grade has, like, four indie friend groups, and they all kind of know each other.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, and it's, like, intergrade and extra grade.
Yeah.
And so, like, I don't know, and they all kind of have beef with each other. Some of them go out, some of them have wine nights, and that's it. And, like, that's it. But, like, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that's my theory.
That's true. There are, like, I think within each sphere.
I don't process enough for that to matter to me.
I was thinking about that.
Biggest lie you ever told? Like,
biggest lie I've ever told?
It's a very big question. I don't know.
Biggest lie I've ever told. I was straight until I was 16, you know?
Wow.
That's a big lie.
Have you ever said I love you and you didn't mean it?
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one.
No.
Oh, okay. Good for you.
Did you ever lie at the end of a relationship before you broke up with the person?
Yeah.
Have you lied at any time on the show today?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah, I assumed.
That's all right.
When you guys were asking the ATO questions, I had to protect people. Yeah. I had to protect our liability.
You had to protect the people. Yeah. You had to protect the people.
I mean, your least favorite part.
You know, that girl just really wanted to eat that onion. What can we say? Yeah.
Bro, she wanted to eat the onion.
Munching on it.
Who could you turn gay?
Who could I turn gay?
That's a good one.
A person at Tufts or
Jenna Ortega, just give me one chance.
We went at Tufts, but that's beautiful.
Oh, at Tufts? Yeah. Who got to turn gay? I don't really know. That's a crazy question. I don't know. I don't really know that many people who haven't already dabbled in
Are there any gay people that you would want to take their gayness away from them?
A lot of the gay guys around, yeah.
Don't do it. I just gotta look. So I'll be on Love Island next year.
And also a lot of the bisexuals and also like Apple Watch lesbians. Like the Apple Watch mask lesbians on campus, like that version, like we could take their gayness away. Like you don't use it.
You have enough.
You don't look you're not the part. You're not the part. Like just take it out of you and you're like you'll be
So it's all about looks for you.
No. No, no, no. No, no, no. No.
No, that's where we're ending the show?
Yeah, Loki, it's all about looks for me.
Beautiful.
It's all about the look and the vibe of the person.
Yeah.
You know, at the end of the day, it's all about being all
Yeah.
You gotta be all in if you're at Tufts. If you're
No. I respect like a high femme, straight looking gay girl, but like I don't respect the like Apple Watch mask.
They put that Apple Watch on. Get them out.
Apple Watch on, it's over. And also like the Abercrombie and Fitch, like Pride Collection type poop. Like, oh no. That's who should have their gayness stripped from them.
All right. Wow. Well, that is.
That's our show.
Basically, our show.
Jesus
and
Christ.
And again, you're listening to In the Hot Seat on 91.5 FM. WMFO Medford, Tough Favorite Radio. Any last words you want to say in your last 30 seconds, basically?
If I talked about you in the show, just know I love you. And, you know, the media, they do whatever. They manipulate you, whatever. I'm, you know, whatever.
Besides
whatever
Miley, Kelly.
Whatever Miley said to Nikki to calm her down.
Beautiful. Well, thank you. And we're out.
Thanks, guys.
Peace. In the hot... The top of 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 the top of